Bird Anderson, and he never did know what the tune of it was, and he just called it Bird Anderson.
Your brother learned that?
Yeah, was Grinnell, Iowa.
Did your brother play the fiddle, too?
Oh, yeah. Good fiddler. Man, two brothers played. They were rough, but what they played was played. And it wasn't too smooth, but it was right, though.
They older than you?
Oh, one of them was. One was my oldest brother and one just younger than me. And my youngest brother, he started out playing, got pretty good, and he just quit. He went to preaching. He's a preacher. Lives in Indianapolis, Indiana. He never did play anymore. And then I had a brother, couldn't have carried a tune in a sack. We had a sack full of them, he couldn't have picked them up. He just couldn't care. Couldn't play nothing. Then didn't try. Wasn't no use for him to try. He couldn't care a tune or nothing.
Do you have sisters that play?
I had three sisters. And one of them played guitar just a little. She never did play much. And that's all. Daddy was a good fiddler and a good banjo player, but you couldn't get him to play a banjo. Boy, he could make one sound the best any man I ever heard play, and you could beg him to play and beg him to play, and he would not play a banjo. Say, here, play me a tune on the fiddle, boy, and he'd just reach and get it. But you just couldn't get him to play a banjo. And yeah, he could play one, though.
Thank you. play Sleeping Lulie?
Yeah.
What did you call that? Was that the Wild Horn?
Stony Point.
Stony Point.
Some called it Buck Creek Girl, some called it Rock Creek Girl, but the right name is Stony Point.
It's got three parts in it, don't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Most people just play two parts, but it's got three. What was
Sleeping Lulie?
Sleeping Lulie, listen, see. Now, whether I get over or not, you pick something hard, don't you?
That was Bully of the Town, or Butchery in the Town, I don't know which.
He loves me. That's all I can sing of it.
Sing that again.
A little high for me, but I'll try. Well, I love my dear sweetheart, lived down in Tennessee. Well, I love my dearest sweetheart, and I know that she loves me. Many hours we sang together in a little college dorm. Well, I love my dearest sweetheart, and I know that she loves me. This fist from the floor wipes off his bed, and he's got it on the neck, and my hands were sticky.
Johnny, come along.
Thank you.
throwing some old ones on you now, ain't I?
What did you call that one?
Old Aunt Jenny with her nightcap on.
Another one of your dad's tunes?
Yeah, he played that too. Who's been here since I've been gone? Old Aunt Jenny with her nightcap on.
One shoe off and one shoe on.
Yeah. However it goes, I don't know. You can't change their style. They can't. You can't get a man to change his won't work. I've tried awful hard. People want to use a bow like me. You can't get them to do it. They can't do it. I've teached them and teach people, teach them, try to show them, learn them, you know. Never can get it. It's worth it, but I'll sit down and fool with them anyhow. That boy in here is trying to learn it. He comes to my house, stayed all night before he come up here, and I fooled with him. Come to Huntington, West Virginia, stayed all night there, and I fooled with him back to 12 o'clock. And off and on, you know, fooling with him. And you never get it. You just can't change a man's style, you know that. You just won't change, you can't, you don't know. Just can't change. Oh, that plate down here last night. I then go to bed and I walk down there and I hear them playing down there. I think, Steph, well, I'll go down there and see what's going on. Went down there and they was playing everywhere. Well, this woman had a fiddle down there and she was playing her some more of us, you know. And I thought it was one of these here hoofs or a hop or a hope one, you see. And I was trying to see it while she was playing it. When she got through, I said, do you care if I look at your fiddle? She said, no, and she raised it to me. I looked at it, it wasn't one of them. And, well, I said, did you ever hear me play? And she said, no. I didn't go to play, never took no fiddle enough. I played at 10 and bar, and I just had to keep it playing. I bet I played 2 o'clock this morning. And they ganged up around me down there. They said that was amazing. I got in the mood, you know, after I played a few tunes. I got in the mood, and I gave them some fiddling down there last night. Boy, they said they never heard nothing like it in their life. Just an old German fiddle.
How long have you had it?
Oh, I've had it maybe 3 years.
It's a good talent.
Huh?
Good talent.
Yeah, it's a good fiddle.
Dusty Miller farm. You'd like that.
I'm going to play Sally Johnson now.